Okay, we just can't leave these songs alone. I have in my hands formerly nicotine-stained fingers. The Billboard 100 started tracking this in December of 2011. They started tracking holiday music specifically. They created their own category for Christmas music. So I have the data.
Okay. Can we guess?
Since the chart's inception to January of 2018. So this encompasses last Christmas
season. Top Christmas songs played last 7 years.
Yes. This is the ones that are played. You know, we have 160 stations in the U.S. that play holiday music 24/7 during the Christmas season.
Oh, my gosh.
160 stations.
All right, let's go through some of the top beatings I heard the other day. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday.
All right, I'm going to let Craig see if he can guess what beats that.
The one that I think I hear the most in the last few years is the George Michael song. What is that?
Last Christmas.
Last Christmas. That's what I hear the most.
All right. We're going to do top 10. At number 10 on this list, this is Billboard 100. This is the authoritative list. Last Christmas by Wham.
Number 10?
Number 10.
Okay.
And I'm with you, Junior. I probably would have thought that ranked a little higher on the list because I hear that constantly. That's another one. Oh, my gosh,
what?
George. That's another one I can't stand.
At the Bird Dog Christmas party last year, we even covered that.
Oh. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, and then the very next day, you just gave it away.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
This year, he's going to give it to somebody special.
Give it to someone special. Ugh, it's just cringy. The whole song is cringy. The video's cringy, too. It's horrible. That was released in 1984.
Yep.
At number 9, Giorgio's dad's favorite song, the Wife Beater song by Bing Crosby.
That's not billed as that.
White Christmas, originally titled Black and Blue Christmas for the Crosby family.
My dad could sit down at a piano and do a great rendition of that song.
He could sing like Bing Crosby?
Yeah, he really could.
Wow.
He had a great voice.
You know what? That song I don't mind so much.
Yeah.
Don't mind it. At number 8, you're going to have to help me out here. Okay, I know which one this is. I didn't know it was called this. Christmas Eve, parentheses, Sarajevo 1224 by Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh. Is that dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun?
It's their Carol of the Bells, and I swear like I was ahead of the curve on this one. I was ragging on that song before anyone was talking about it, and I said it sounded like the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, you know, on horseback, just flying through a forest to come kill humanity.
Yeah.
Listen at it.
Very ominous.
It's so foreboding and ominous and evil.
Terrible.
Then it sounds, here they are on Christmas Eve. They're coming for us all.
Yeah. Sounds like the opening of a Metallica song.
There they are. There they are. Trans-Siberian Orchestra issuing their brand of Christmas cheer from horseback.
Oh. Yeah, this one was on the other day.
Kids, go to your room. Go to your room.
Go to your
room.
Turn off the lights.
Lock the door.
Turn off the lights. It's Trans-Siberian Orchestra. They're coming.
Awful.
Makes me so nervous. Listen to that.
Yeah, don't.
I am shocked.
Two of the Four Horsemen are headless.
Stop. I'm shocked that's top 10.
Yeah, it's number 8.
I heard of that twice the other day.
At number 7, it's the most wonderful time of the year by Andy Williams.
Love it.
Don't mind that one.
Yeah. Love it. Okay.
It's number 6. I think we may be divided on this. Holly Jolly Christmas by Burl Ives.
I like
Thumbs up.
I like it.
I'm okay with that. But I thought we'd be more divided on it.
Boy, it's been played a lot, though.
He's got a great voice.
I know. He was the snowman on Rudolph.
Yeah.
At number 5, I could go the rest of my life without hearing it. Feliz Navidad. Jose Feliciano.
Can't believe that's top 5?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that got played twice the other day in a 2-hour period of time.
At number 4. Maybe we'll be divided on this one. Jingle Bell Rock.
Hate it.
By Bobby Helm. Ooh, okay.
Hate it.
The goose coming in there.
Yeah, I'm going to say a beating.
I'm going to say beating, too. Wow, that, we're unified. Yeah,
that song can go to hell.
Whoa.
Jingle wow. bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
It was written by a couple ad guys in 1956. At number three, The Christmas Song by Nat King Cole.
Love it. I think it might be the most classic. That's a Neville brother. Don't do Nat King Cole as a Neville brother.
Punch out. I think I've just heard it too much.
It's one that I want to like, but
I know, me too. And when I heard that the other day, I just cringed.
Like, oh, to that voice.
No, yeah. But I've heard it a million times. Nipping at your
nose. Jer, don't do that to Nat King Cole.
He's leveling it up there.
This is my number one favorite Christmas song, I think.
Really?
Or Silent Night. Silent Night's right up there for me. Like
you, I don't think we hear... Why don't they mix those songs in? Do we hear Silent Night on the Christmas stations?
Not really. It's not upbeat for today's kids.
Do we hear Away in a Manger? I love
kids
Away in a Manger. Do you like Away in a Manger? Anybody?
Yeah, sure. Love it. Yeah. Love it.
Why can't we hear any of those?
No.
Nobody's ever covered those?
Nope.
Bob Knight.
Yeah, do we have his version of Silent Night? Or... And number two. Get ready to receive a fist in the center of your scrotum that splits your nuts in a 10-2 position. Brenda Lee's Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
That was my guess, right?
Yeah.
What a thrashing. Yeah, I think I heard that three times the other day.
That song,
that's like the go-to.
That can
the
go to hell.
Worst. That song can go to hell.
Yeah.
Huh. You know how old she was when she recorded it?
Too young.
23.
For what? For recording it?
Way too young.
13 years old.
I told you.
Rockin' around Christmas tree. Yeah. I woke you up.
Yeah. Work those in.
We will in the next couple of weeks. Don't worry.
All right. Can we do this? We've got to have a friend that...
You know something.
We've got to have a friend that works over there at the Christmas station. Can we get them to just once this Christmas season work in...
I woke you up,
or Robot Santa, play it without comment, and see how many letters and calls they get.
I bet we could.
What is this, 1960?
Write them a letter.
How many cool letters they
get? I'll tell you right now, they'll get zero letters.
Yes, how many comments they get. How much their Facebook page lights up on, what the hell was that? Okay, so that leaves number one, and you guys have not guessed it.
What are we missing? Oh, what's the Marilyn Monroe song?
Santa Baby?
Yeah, is it Santa Baby?
I don't think she's singing that.
Yeah,
she?
It's somebody else, but it's
but
like
it's Marilyn Monroe.
There are several different versions.
Slutty with Santa.
Santa Baby. Is that it?
No.
Okay.
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Bingo!
What?
Yeah, what'd you say? Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Oh, I hate that song.
I got played three times the other day in an hour and a half. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
But in the Mrs. Claus outfit.
This song ruptures both of my testicles.
When it first came out, I was on board.
Jer.
90s Mariah Carey, the Santa Claus.
Paul
you're right about
set.
That, Sean.
About to start rocking.
Or a gunshot.
That's a great voice, though.
Yeah.
You know, cover your nuts. Cover your nuts.
She's made so much money on this.
Ugh.
Oversing.
Why
couldn't that be the end?
How much money has she made on this bubble band?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God! Drive my nuts!